When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, thanks for joining me. Today I'm here with Curtis from My Designs. We're sitting down again to talk updates to my favorite print-on-demand software that I've been using, I'm not even going to lie, a lot lately, especially with that Merch Titans integration. So I was hoping that you could maybe talk about that a little bit today. But what's up, Curtis? Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ryan. It's always good to be here. And yeah, we can definitely jump into the Merch Titans and My Designs integration.
Yeah, so why don't we start by just zooming out and telling people that Merch Titans is separate software, right? That's how we actually, like, I think initially made the intro, is you wanted to show me Merch Titans years and years ago.
Yeah, this is four years ago.
Dude, that's crazy. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But that really changed like my life in a really good way because it freed up so much time. So Merch Titans is like an upload automation app. It replaces what is for many the most time-consuming aspect of running a print-on-demand business. That tedious upload process can be automated. And I started using it back when I'm pretty sure it was 2019, right? And I've been using it ever since.
Yeah, I think you have. And it's obviously a very popular app. We kind of took a break focusing on the MyDesign stuff, getting that in place. And now that foundation's done, we went and completely revamped Merch Titans, dropped all the unnecessary tools, just focusing on the automation side, which is the most popular side of it, and simplified it and polished it. Now it's working so much smoother and finally got version 3 released. But yeah, that has a direct integration with MyDesign. So you can basically upload your designs to MyDesign, use Vision AI, like you mentioned, to generate the listing data, even for Amazon Merch. And then connect it to Merch Titans automation. Never have to download designs. Never have to set up a spreadsheet. You don't have to do any of that, which used to take even more time. It's all hosted in My Designs, and then we can automate the publishing to Amazon Merch, Redbubble, TeePublic, Spreadshirt, and Printful. And one thing I wanted to bring to point out is Merch Titans automation is for the platforms that don't have APIs for the most part. So like Amazon Merch, Redbubble, Spreadshirt, TeePublic, they don't have APIs. My Designs is for the platforms that have direct API integrations. And it's also much different in terms of print fulfillment. You can sell digital products and you can create designs. There's a whole list of things you can do there, which we can get into, but just kind of wanted to point out the differences there.
No, that's really valuable, man. Merch Titans, both My Designs and Merch Titans, both huge time savers. You put them both together and you've just got some crazy potential. As we record this video, I'm not going to lie, I'm running Merch Titans and it's uploading to Amazon Merch for me. So can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't. That's the key there.
So do you want to, if you have a screen share ready, maybe kind of walk us through just how simple it is to start with My Designs, start with some designs. Just last week, I also published a beginner tutorial to demystify for anybody that's just hearing about this for the first time. Truly how simple it can be to use your software, get all your listings like optimized and begin publishing them to, I think I used Etsy as an example last week, but like I'm saying, I'm also using my designs to Merch Titans to Merch by Amazon right now as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredibly easy now and it's only going to get easier too. So one thing I like about having that My Designs piece to the puzzle is having all your designs stored in the cloud with all the data associated with it and even the publication information for a lot of these platforms. But in the future, as we expand platforms, everything's there. So instead of you redoing everything, it's all there. It's one or two clicks. You can have them published to these new platforms.
Dude, when you get Seller Central done, that's going to be like the best day of all time.
That is a massive integration, by the way, but we have made significant progress. So we're actually going to be submitting that back to Amazon pretty soon here. So hopefully that process goes smooth. Otherwise, I'll kick it back and that can be another 3-4 weeks. But if it goes smooth, we could have it out in 45 to 60 days, I'd say.
Finally. I have faith you'll get it done eventually anyways. So whenever it goes live, you know?
Yeah, we will.
Cool. You ready for the screen share?
Yep. I think I shared screen, so I can jump into it.
All right. There you go.
All good. All right. So I think what I'll focus on first is kind of showing, you know, how to prepare some of these designs for Amazon merch, kind of show you some of the features we have here, and then go and show you Visionate, how to generate listing data for Amazon merch specifically. And then go over to Merch Titans Automation and show you how that process, you connect my designs to Merch Titans Automation and map your fields. Really simple process. Just do it once or twice and you'll get it. So I'm in a collection on my designs, just a demo collection. I used these designs earlier. You see they're all, nice. I think they're all the same dimensions. Yeah, they're all 3,600 by 3,600. I could technically use these to upload to Amazon merch now. You used to have to have 4,500 by 5,400 pixels, but I'm still going to upscale these and resize them.
I agree with Curtis. Like, even though they don't force you to use the 4,500 by 5,400 dimensions, anybody taking notes, like, that is my recommended for Amazon merch, even though some products are more optimized for square, assuming you're going to sell like apparel, like t-shirts are by far my best seller. I want that 4,500 by 5,400 pixel.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And also that helps you control placement.
Yep.
So when you're doing things in bulk and you're automating it, you need to be able to control the placement from the print file itself. You don't want to ever have to manually adjust anything. Yep. So it's another key point. But so I have these designs here. First, let me show you one of these features. I haven't touched on this in so long, but we've had this for a long time. We got image resize. Where is it? Resize image. So instead of using the canvas editor, which you could technically do too, right? Sync it, go through and adjust these. But because of the placement, let me just show you real quick. See how this one has, like, this one's already at the top. This one has a space. So let me just show you, actually. I'm going to import these onto a smaller listing just to show you. So you can see that this looks pretty good. Obviously, that's not 4,500 by 5,400. So let's try that one more time. I'm going to actually change this. Create that base template. Then I'm going to add these. You also see they're a little bit smaller. So if I wanted to, I could size these up a bit. Sync it. And you see that extra space here?
Dude, just the amount of time it would take to do what you've just done. Like, cause I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I've definitely done this. I'm sure most people have done this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Batching all these edits to designs manually one by one.
Yeah. It takes forever. It's just one of those things. This new canvas editor is ridiculously powerful, but I wanted to show you that's one way you could do it. If you wanted to come through and adjust some of these to be more towards the top of the neck, right? You could do that too and then save it. But if you didn't want to do that, let me show you another solution. It's that image resize image here. So feed it the input file, which is that main file. And we're going to store that in the front file slot. And based off dimensions, so go 4,500 by 5,400. And I'm going to actually upscale it. So it'll actually increase the size to fit into that template based on whether it hits the width or the height first. And I'm going to line it to the top. So this is another key point. Let's go probably 25%. Well, go 20%. You could generate a preview. You shouldn't take very long either.
20% sounds like a lot.
So you can see here, it's not too much.
Okay. Gotcha.
So you can generate a preview to make sure it looks good. Now every design is a little different, but now if I like that, right, we can do this for all 10 of these. It'll store it in the front file slot here.
Yeah. So just start again just to point out that everything in my designs is in bulk, right? So even though he shows going through that process once, it's applying it dynamically to all of the designs.
Yep. So you can see that everything's lined to the top. It's all 4,500 by 5,400 pixels. And this is a good example of a design I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, it is probably a little close to the edges there, but it still should work. So that's ready to go, right? I could move this to the front or just leave it right there. But I can also now, let's go to Vision AI. So next part is to get the listing data ready. We need titles, feature bullets 1 and 2, and a description. So I am going to go to Vision AI. Again, I have all 10 of these selected. And change this to Amazon Merch. That's the platform. Give it the same file we have here. You leave that as t-shirt. But
skip the description. Let's show them how we, I'll show them how I do it. Skip the description.
Should I leave brand in there?
Yeah.
So title, brand, bullet 1, bullet 2. And you can see the fields it's placing these in. Right. Yeah, so everything looks good. You could add custom instructions, which gives you more control of the output. I'm going to leave it like this, though.
And just use that if there's some ambiguity to the designs that I'm doing. Like if you have like a spelled out, like if you have beach bum and there's palm trees, it's going to figure out that it's a beach. You know what I mean? But yeah. If you've got like simple text based or something and you want to add context, then you definitely should use the custom instructions. I like that you added that.
Yeah. Custom instructions are amazing. I use them for almost all my generations.
All right. Can we do the description manually real quick? Like semi-manually, but in bulk with the bullet one, bullet two join.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good idea. So bullet one. So we're under English is the name of this data set because it's a template I set up. Yours might be different, but there is an Amazon merch template. In fact, let me show you real quick. If you go to template, load templates, there's an Amazon merch template in here somewhere. You can also search it for Merch Titans Automation. That's the one you're looking for.
That's the one I usually use. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the one you can just install it like that. And then you'll have that right template for Amazon merch, but let's go back. Okay. So joining feature one and feature two. So let's go to actions, edit in bulk. Again, we have all 10 of these listings selected. So I'm going to go to description and just overwrite.
Yep.
And you could do so English. So how this works, you probably explain this in your videos, but it's the data set name. So these are data sets right here. So English and then dot the field name. So I can do this.
So it's English like the section name dot the field name. And you can literally copy paste it, guys. And what I love about my designs too is that it gives you a real-time preview so you know it worked.
Yeah, and you can see right here. And everything has these dotted underline under it. That means it's an active variable. So that's what this is. So I'm going to add one more. Let's just copy that actually and change this to two. So now you got, now you could obviously add, by the way, this, you know, if you wanted.
Yep.
Like this is just an idea, but you get, like, you can add anything else you want to that too and insert those variables in here.
Yes. And I do this for context because merch does not index your keywords on the description. So while I love Vision AI, there's no need to let it introduce additional words that may generate a rejection. So why not just join bullet one, bullet two in your description, call it a day. You know, you're not going to get an extra rejection because of that. Good to go.
Yeah, that's a really good point. But if this looks good, just apply. You know, you got that for all 10 of these listings. So there you have it.
Yep.
Yeah. Combining the two. So it's that easy. Again, now if you had 100 designs or 1,000 designs, it's still the same process, takes the same amount of time. It's easy. It's really easy. But you see the title, the brand, all that looks pretty good.
Your template also takes into account the, guys, if you're watching the merch by Amazon template and the Merch Titans template takes into account the restrictions for, you know, publishing to those locations, right? If you were to install the Etsy template, it's going to restrict your title to 140 characters. Yep. You put the Amazon merch template, restricting it to 60 characters because that's the place you're actually publishing to. That's their rules, right? So use these templates to your advantage.
Yep, exactly. And you look here, if you hover over one of these fields, like you can see the character limits. What's so important about our template is you can set that at the template level. And that way it's going to ensure everything follows what Amazon merch needs in this case and Etsy in the Etsy case and Shopify as well. With the other integrations, but it's really powerful that way. So this looks good. I guess so at this point, it's basically ready, right? For Merch Titans Automation. So
yes, it was that simple. I mean, we also slowed it down a little bit, but like you can breeze through these and I do them like 120 at a time. So
yeah,
you know, you're doing 10 at a time, but just to make sure we cover that, like you can do these in serious bulk and that's how you get where I'm at running this uploader all day.
Yeah. 120 takes basically the same amount of time it took to do these. It's so easy. You can do it all in bulk. So let's go over to Merch Titans Automation. So I have this here. So this is what the app looks like. This is an entirely different product, like Ryan mentioned earlier in the video. And you find over at merchtitans.com. But once you get it, you can sign up and download the app to your computer. And now you have these platforms. I won't go into too many settings here. We're just going to focus on Amazon Merch in this case. But if you go to upload, instead of like you can export export a CSV file if you want right here. If you want to set that up, if you're using the My Designs integration, you do not need to do that. You can go to upload. There's My Designs. And right here, you need a token. So let me show you how to get that access token. So under your settings, you go to auth tokens. And I'll just say MTA V3. I have a couple other ones here.
So you can generate. And by the way, Curtis, just sorry to cut you off, but like I'll even put together a little resource. So everybody who's watching, even though you have this video at your disposal, I'll put together a little like step-by-step tutorial guide with my affiliate links so you can repay me. If you decide to use this process, I'll have the affiliate links in there. Everybody wins. How about that? And then you guys can follow along either the video or the guide step by step.
Perfect. Yeah, that sounds great. So basically create your token. It's this easy. You only need to do this once, by the way. You just copy paste it into here. And now this will show you all your collections within My Designs. We're going to improve this in the future where it has image previews and also you can search for collections. But the most recently used one is usually towards the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. No, I actually like how you have it, man. I don't even need you to change it. Like, I've been using it with a bunch of collections and this works just fine because you put the most recent ones at the bottom. I mean, maybe if you put them at the top, I don't know. But either
way. It's usually, we should switch it where it's at the top. We just haven't got around to that. What is this demo collection? Let me go back. We have, it's Etsy demo video, Etsy demo collection. So it's this one here. So you see that, can I see that here just so you understand? But yeah, I think the most recent you used should just be at the top. That'd be perfect. So yeah, right here. So now again, I put the front file slot where I created the 4,500 by 5,400 pixels. You can see that file slot's name front. So you can just select the file you want here, select. And now it pulls in all the data, which I'll show you. And by the way, this is important. This basically just reminds you to map your fields in the Merch Titans automation settings for Amazon Merch. That way your My Designs fields, like your title, description, your bullet, brand, et cetera, match what Amazon Merch needs. So I'll hit okay, and you can preview this. See the feature, the titles, brands, et cetera. It's all here. So basically, once you're at this point, you go over to Amazon Merch, go down to advanced settings. That's what I mean by mapping your fields is really important. So just find your title, English title. By the way, we're going to improve this in the future too, to where it's going to auto map if it has the right descriptions. English description, that already has brand. And it looks like
it gets it right like 40% of the time, maybe.
Yeah, there is some validation in there, but it's not perfect. We need to improve it, which wouldn't be hard to do. So yeah, I got the title, description, brand, bullet one, bullet two, it's all done. So at that point, I could literally just go over, hit start, and you see a preview of your designs here. You can hit the start upload, it opens up Amazon Merch and just automates that process. And once that's done, you can minimize the Chromium browser that launches and then just continue to work on your computer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man, it literally is that simple. And for anybody wondering, I am endorsing it based on the fact that I've been doing this process, except for the My Designs part. We used to have spreadsheets, right?
Yeah.
But I used it since 2019. So I'm literally at this point, 5 years in, even on my mom's merch account, you know, cause she's keeps tearing up and it's to the point where like nobody wants to do that manually. So she's using Merch Titans. I mean, I go over there with the spreadsheets, but now I just use My Designs. So
yeah,
even simpler.
It's getting a lot simpler and easier. By the way, like this data generation with Vision AI, all this will only get better and more accurate, specific, like based off what Amazon likes in terms of SEO. So over time, it just gets better and better. That's another key point I wanted to bring up.
Cool, man. Well, that's really sick. And anybody who wants to follow along, I'll put a guide together. It'll be linked in the description. Again, I'll put the links in the guide. I'll put the links in the description in case you guys want to check this out. But like Amazon Merch for me is by far my highest performing, you know, income stream with print on demand. And it has been for years. I just wanted to pull up my sales from March 2024. I did 1,001 sales on the US market for $4,075 profit.
Yeah, awesome.
Literally using Merch Titans for every upload at that point. You know what I mean? Because I've been using it for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
And on top of that, another 300 sales from the international markets. I mean, come on now. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, that's about as passive as it gets.
Yeah. So
once you have your designs up, that's very, very passive.
Yeah. So anyways, I'll put that guide together. I can also help people get on Amazon Merch now if anybody's having trouble there. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's just, you just got to get on. You got to get on and take advantage. But Curtis, man, anything else going on with My Designs you want to plug that you like did recently? It's been a couple months since we had you on, or anything you're working on in the future?
Yeah, there's actually so much going on at My Designs. It's kind of crazy. It's hard to even keep up for us, but we're developing things right now at a pace that we've never seen before. So things are getting faster and faster, which is awesome. The product's getting a lot better, more polished. But some of the bigger things that are coming, we have a lot more printers coming. Well, two in particular, Taylor On Demand and Gutton, are coming to My Designs. And we just released District Photo. So we're starting to expand our printers, which allows us to expand our products, which leads me to that next point. We have a lot more products coming. In fact, we released puzzles just last week, along with all the drinkware from District Photo. Not all the drinkware, but some of their most popular drinkware products, which they're one of the best in that space. And a few other things too, quite a few other products like blankets, and there's a journal and a bunch of cool products too. We got posters and canvas coming later this week, which have probably been some of our highest requested products. So everything on the product side is going to start expanding pretty fast. Next week, we should release the Taylor integration. There's over 35 products we have ready to go.
Damn.
And that's like personalized napkins, business cards, coasters. And that's really a lot of products that get massive bulk orders. So whether it's for weddings or business events, things like that. These are great products. If you look at Etsy, just go look at personalized napkins and coasters. It's a massive space for bulk orders. But we'll have that. And one thing I wanted to touch on too, because I don't really see this in the POD space, is with Taylor, we've been working directly with them on a certain type of integration for foil prints. So you can have your napkins with up to like 6 different foil print options. So these are like your gold foil, silver foil, like actual shiny ink that prints is stamped into the napkin. Like really cool stuff, especially when it comes to weddings and personalization in that space. So a lot of really exciting things coming around the product side. Just this week we released, well, last Friday, we released sleeve prints from Swift POD for now, and then we'll keep expanding that to other printers. But left sleeve, right sleeve prints are now available, and inner neck label prints are also available.
So dude, there's a whole people whole are excited for that. Right. Yeah, we were researching Mother's Day products with my private group today, and I mean, obviously it's not like it's something new, but the sleeve prints are very popular.
You see, I see it all over Etsy with you. Mostly the sweatshirt, the Guild 18,000 sweatshirt with personalized like sleeve prints with the, like, usually like mom's kids' names, could be their pets. Yep. So many different ways to do it, and of course a Mother's Day related design on the front or back. Yeah, it's very popular. Those type of products are already taken off. But yeah, you can do that in my designs, including the personalization side too.
No, that's amazing, man. Yeah. And I had asked my private community, and I know this is almost like, it feels like almost like a shameless plug, but just to give some organic feedback on my designs, because I know a lot of them are using it. You know, we meet twice a week and we just kind of talk about what we can do to position ourselves better as print on demand sellers. So one person said, my design is the game changer for them and their business. It's their new best friend and partner on all aspects of their print on demand business. Constantly improving and expanding. Curtis and his team are innovative. They really understand creators' needs and want to scale a business. And you can tell, like, we're all in the taking advantage of Amazon merch. They're like, I'm especially grateful for the new Merch Titans integration with Amazon merch. It's helping them fill their 10,000 upload slots. So
that's awesome. That's great. That's great feedback. That's a great review. Yeah.
Another person said they love the mockups. And I was actually going to ask you, man, like, with all these new products coming, like, do you always accompany at least one or a couple mockups so that, you know, when people jump into selling napkins, if they never considered that they're going to be able to generate some mockups?
Yeah, 100%. Every time we release a product, it always has a default mockup associated with it. And then we expand that and continue to add more over time. But there's always one or two with every single product we release.
Yeah. If I'm going to go hard on a product, like, it's great that in my designs too, you can test so easily because you do give some mockups. But if you want to go hard on a product too, you know, I don't know how many people take advantage of it, but you can create your own custom mockups, add the, you know, right layer names and upload them to my designs and literally have your own custom mockups in my designs. So I've done that a lot for the products that I frequent.
Yeah. And that's the way to do it too. When you get to that level, you can have everything be unique and custom to you around your branding, whatever it is your shop is doing, and upload that like a PSD file and just render it in bulk in seconds. Have exact, like, highly branded, personalized mockups for your listings on your Etsy store, Shopify, wherever you're selling.
Yeah, it's so powerful, man. I had one more review that I wanted to share. So another, you know, game-changing tool. I know we've heard that before. I've probably said it a million times, but it's helping them scale up their Etsy store extremely fast. Also, help them upload 1,400 products to designs, I guess you should say, to Amazon merch in 2 months, and helped lead to their first 4-figure profit month on Amazon merch. So you gotta love that.
That's awesome. I love hearing that.
Yeah. So I encourage people to check out the guide in the description and, you know, ask me questions. Like, I'm very accessible. I don't farm out work to answer my email inbox. I'm always happy to, like, if you have questions and stuff, just ask. Like, I have these tutorials. I put out one last week. If you can't find the link, I'll link you to the tutorial. It's not a big deal. But Curtis, man, thank you for being here. Anything else? What's coming down the pipeline next? Like, what do we need to be looking out for?
Yeah. So there are a lot of things we love to focus on is AI and kind of implementing that into the print on demand or digital products, like, workflow. Making it as seamless and intuitive as possible. So we're really obsessed with that. I'll show you something we just released today, actually. I haven't even announced it yet. But I can do it in Canvas through Dream AI, or I could just go to Dream AI directly. I'll do that.
Yeah, you want to show it?
Yeah. So I'm going to come over here. So this is called editing. So under mode, you can actually change this to edit image. Now, what's so cool about this, right now you can personalize products through my designs on Etsy that are usually like text-based or image-based if you upload that yourself to replace the file. But in the future, you'll be able to take a photo from a customer. I'll use this one I have as an example. Let's get rid of, let me just remove this so you can see what this is. So how this works is basically you can edit an image using text in AI. So you basically tell it what to find. So your search prompt is like, what do you want out of this image? So I'm just going to keep it really basic. Say giraffe. And then I can replace that. I'm just going to say, this is an example I used earlier, but watercolor giraffe. And so a good example is your customer on Etsy is uploading a portrait of their dog and they want it into a cartoon style, an oil painting style, watercolor style, and they want it on the product you're selling. So that's something that's going to be very intuitive in my designs. Everything will be built in and basically fully automated for the most part. We'll see how this turns out.
Dude, it's probably like anything else where you'll figure it out eventually. Like there's going to be something that like everybody wants, yeah. You know?
Yeah. And it's really easy. You see that looks great. Like a watercolor style. It's going to stick to the coherence and structure of the image. It's not going to change it too much. But another example, let me see if I have here. Let's just try this. I'm going to go back to text image. This is Dolly. I'll go to Stable Diffusion.
You had sent me one earlier that was like a remix of a giraffe and a dog.
Yeah. I could show that. I was just testing this. In fact, it was that same giraffe image. I'll pull up this image here.
Yeah, it's crazy what you can do these days. And while some of it may just seem like we're just messing around, but like you can monetize this. You just need to figure out like what it is that's going to convert people and push them to purchase from you. And anytime exactly. You're offering personalization where you can implement like a picture of them, their family, their kids for Mother's Day, their pets for the dog moms, like you're going to make some sales.
Yeah, I agree. So this is just the test, right? Just see how bizarre this can get. Basically find a giraffe face and replace it with a cocker spaniel dog face. You can see the structure there. But I thought it was pretty funny. So I was sharing that. Yeah. But this is obviously a more useful use case. So I just generated this, right, with Stable Diffusion. Speaking of Stable Diffusion 3 is coming hopefully within a week, maybe two. And it's going to probably be one of the best, if not the best, text image generation AI models in the world. So better than Ideogram, better than Midjourney, better than DALL-E 3 in terms of like generating designs that have text on them. Not only that, the coherence and understanding of your prompts, everything's much better. So I'm really excited about that. But now I'm going to go back to edit image. So I use text prompts just to generate this. So let's change this back to edit mode. When you edit that, you'll see this little set as input image. So I'm going to go with this one. And now it sets it as the input image. And I'm going to just change, let's go black bear. So it's going to find black bear in this image. I'm going to say like what I did earlier. Let's see if this works. Black wolf. And then just let that run.
Dude, this is like the movie Inception.
Yeah, it's getting, just going it's getting deeper really and deeper. Cool. Yeah, it is. But you can do everything right here. So
yeah, we'll let that wrap up real quick. This is AI image generating Inception.
Yeah, check this out. So see the same image? The bear's gone, but you see it has the wolf now. Like black wolf. Like it's just... It gets really easy. And I think about on a design perspective too, like whether it's like if you have a design that's already created, like palm trees and different things, you can rotate, you can just edit with text.
Yo, can you like grab like the Mona Lisa or something and like start editing in like, you know, people's dogs into the Mona Lisa or something?
Yeah, you probably could. I'm not sure how well it'll turn out, but you can definitely do it.
Share $1 million idea?
In fact, I'll try that after the call. We'll grab Mona Lisa and see if we can like turn it into a dog.
Worth a shot. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll work well, actually.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was extremely powerful. Thanks for sharing that.
Yep.
Dude. Yeah. The AI stuff. I need to get more on the AI train of like the YouTube videos too. You put AI in the title, it doubles the views. So I need to do more of those.
Yeah, for real. It's not slowing down. I think I always say this, but this is the worst it's ever going to be. It's already very impressive. What happened over the last year in terms of pace of innovation within like AI in every sector is absolutely insane. I've never seen anything like it. And it's only speeding up.
Dude, the only thing I wish I could go back in time and do is when you were so early to the AI stuff, messaging me about it, like, why didn't I have my like wheels turning about investing and buy some call options on NVIDIA? Like we would both be retired. But we wouldn't be here today because we'd be on a private island. You know what I mean? But
it would have been a good time to get into NVIDIA.
Oh man, but that ship sailed. So it's like $2 trillion now. It's so insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That was insane to watch that happen and kind of expected. I think the AMD and Intel will have a, not a similar rise, but they'll, I think they'll have a pretty good bump over the next, who knows how long, but
yeah,
anyone in the chip space, it's pretty big. It's like, there's just a shortage of chips. Nvidia by far dominates that space. Their yep. tech is way above everybody else's, but Intel and AMD are pretty good too.
Yeah. Anyways, man. So I appreciate you being here, and everybody, if you're not on My Designs, it is linked in the description. I did a beginner tutorial video. I'm going to link to that in the YouTube cards right here and in the description. I'll put the guide together that has a link to everything you need, plus step-by-step if you prefer. Some people email me, they say, I prefer like a Word document with screenshots. That's what that'll be. So you have options. Yeah. Yeah. Curtis, man, but anything else?
No, well, we released the blog. Speaking of step-by-step guides, we're going to start populating that with a lot more content. There's one on print on demand. So if you're a complete beginner, print on demand for Etsy using My Designs. It shows you everything to just get your first products published. And the same one for digital products too. There's two different blog posts, and we're going to populate with that with a lot more content and guides.
Yeah, I love that idea. I've been working on like relaunching my blog. It's basically done. I just need to like, I don't know, you know, I'm always like, I'm missing something. And so I just haven't like done it, but I want to relaunch my blog and then get back to writing some stuff too, just for SEO, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, yeah, man. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for being here. Guys, thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, check out My Designs, and I'll see you guys at the next one.